Welcome back to Yahoo Finance Live. We are continuing to see all three major indices firmly in the red on this Friday session, with the Nasdaq leading the losses here, down about 212 points. Let's bring in Yahoo Finance's Jared Blickery, who is here with a special guest. Jared.
That's right. We got Stephen Guilfoyle in the house, a.k.a. Sarge of Sarge 986 LLC. And let's get straight to the charts here. I'm going to put up a chart. Let's go back about 6 months in the SPY. We got some candlesticks here. I can put on some moving averages, but the trend has been down this year so far. I'm just wondering what you see in the market action.
All right. A lot of folks are seeing a head and shoulders here, a large four-month head and shoulders with a peak at 480. One shoulder peaking at 473 and the other shoulder peaking at 458. If that's the case, now some smarter people than me are seeing this. I don't really see it. That would mean that we have some serious downside to our front. What I'm seeing here is we're losing the 200-day simple moving average of 444, and we're coming dangerously close to a type of a swing trader's death cross, not a true death cross, when a 21-day EMA, exponential moving average, moves below the 200-day SMA, simple moving average. That's generally a short to medium term negative. So we're in a very negative spot here, which if somebody shoots somebody in Eastern Europe, that's what we're in store for. Conversely, we'll all be wrong about this negativity if things turn out well.
Yeah, and we can't ignore the Fed, of course. Markets have been pricing in ever more rate hikes this year. Also have to deal with the prospect of quantitative tightening. We've been seeing a lot of those headlines. And I'm just wondering what you're seeing reflected in the queue, because this is a little bit more bearish to me than even the SPY chart that we were just looking at.
Yeah, the triple Qs are actually, they've lost contact with their 21-day EMA. Not the triple Qs, but the Nasdaq Composite Index actually is suffering a death cross as we speak. And the scary thing is nothing's technically oversold yet. So there is considerable negativity to the downside.
All right. And let's move on to a ticker that's moving big today on earnings, down 18%. That is DraftKings. I'm going to put a max chart on here since it's, well, I guess we call it its SPAC IPO here. But this has come full circle. You can see since the beginning, really not holding on to much of its early gains here, Sarge.
Yeah, I wrote an article on this piece today, and it really ticked me off because I couldn't find the balance sheet anywhere. I also do fundamental analysis. And when you make it hard for me to find the balance sheet, I'm not going to cut you a break. All right. And there's a downward sloping trend here, which you can fit into an Andrews pitchfork, if technical analyst knows what that is. It starts in September, runs through the present, and we're still stuck in the middle of it. So there's absolutely not much to get excited about here. A 38.2% Fibonacci retracement would take you all the way to 35.43. And so that's so far away, it's hard to even imagine. I could see this stock trading in the single digits. I would not buy it with my money. I would not buy it with your money. I would not buy it with your money if I hated your guts.
Not in a fuck. Not in a house with a mouse. I mean, Dr. Seuss would be proud of this moment here. We got a minute left. I want to hit Northrop Grumman and also Lockheed Martin, because these defensive stocks are actually looking pretty strong and bucking the trend that we've seen this year with most issues.
All right. We'll start with Northrop Grumman. Is that what you have first?
Yep, you got it.
Okay. North up here, we're looking at a cup with handle pattern, all right, with a 409 pivot. If we get the pivot, we can spring load a 490 target price. I am long the stock. I'm adding it down to the 50-day SMA, which is 386, and I will decide I'm wrong and panic when it hits 368, which is below the 200-day SMA.
All right. And Lockheed Martin, we got less than a minute here.
Lockheed Martin is coming off a double bottom reversal. Our pivot has been sprung at 378. We have a 454 pivot on this one. I'm also long this one. I will add it down to 368, which is the 50-day SMA. And I will admit I'm wrong at 359, which is also a break of the 200-day SMA.
Perfect. Sarge, always great to have you here with us. Stephen Guilfoyle of Sarge 986 LLC. Back to you, Akiko.
All right. Thanks so much for that, Jared and Sarge. We'll be right back.